Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, America Supports You is in hot water. The Pentagon-run program is supposed to communicate support to U.S. service members overseas. However, it's been more of a booster for the Bush administration's so-called war on terror. And according to a new Defense Department audit, it's also been used as a PR slush fund. The audit found that America Supports You has been run in a, quote, questionable and unregulated manner. In addition, nearly all of the program's funding has gone to a single public relations firm, Susan Davis International. The head of the PR firm is a personal friend of Allison Barber's, the former Defense Department official who founded and ran the America Supports You program. Under the program, taxpayer funds were used to pay exorbitant salaries for PR consultants. The PR firm was also reimbursed for expenses that aren't allowed under government contracts, such as alcohol, first-class airfares, expensive hotel rooms, and fees for musical performers. It's not clear if Barber or other Pentagon officials will be held responsible for the many offenses documented in the audit.
If you think lobbying isn't a good thing, Robert Samuelson would disagree. The Newsweek columnist thinks that lobbyists help educate politicians and make sure that a wide variety of opinions and needs are heard. According to Samuelson, quote, "Lobbying is modern marketing, trying to transform a group's narrow interest into something perceived, rightly or wrongly, as serving the broad public interest," end quote. With the changes in administration and Congress, Washington, D.C. lobbying firms have been scrambling to recruit people who have influence with Democratic Party figures. Even though the Obama administration has pledged to limit the power of special interests, the lobbying industry is expected to continue to expand. A recent study put the size of the current lobbying community in Washington, D.C. at more than 250,000 people.
The big three automakers are still fighting for a bailout, and their public relations people are on the front lines. Despite the financial crisis that has hit GM and Chrysler particularly hard, they've increased PR efforts to win the congressional fight. GM employs several external PR firms in addition to their own PR people. GM's firms have led a, quote, large third-party outreach effort to get people to speak out in support of the industry and GM in particular, end quote. Ford, which is in a slightly stronger position financially, is also ramping up its PR efforts. But the PR industry may be seeing the writing on the wall more clearly than the automakers. One PR executive said that his firm is actively pursuing new corporate clients, quote, including areas outside of automotive wherever possible, end quote.
Each year, the group's Corporate Europe Observatory, Friends of the Earth Europe, Lobby Control, and Spinwatch give out the worst EU lobbying awards. This year's award goes jointly to several agrofuel corporations. What did they do to earn such an honor? According to the watchdog groups, quote, they were jointly nominated for their use of misleading information and greenwash to influence crucial debates in the European Parliament and Council by claiming that agrofuels are sustainable, end quote. If you think awards like this don't have an impact, think again. One nominee for the Worst Conflict of Interest Award actually went to court to try to block mention of his name in conjunction with the awards. But the court ruled against him, saying that freedom of speech was more important.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. What do the Pentagon's pundits, Iraqi Health Ministry, World Health Organization, coal industry, and its front groups all have in common? They were all named in the 2008 Falsies Awards. The Center for Media and Democracy, or CMD, which brings you the weekly radio spin, gives the falsies each year to shine an unflattering light on those who pollute the information environment. CMD also gave a special lifetime achievement falsie this year to corporate lobbyist Rick Berman. Berman sets up front groups with nice names, like the Center for Consumer Freedom and the Center for Union Facts. Those groups then fight public health and labor rights measures on behalf of tobacco, alcohol, fast food, and other major industry groups. For more on who got the coveted 2008 falsies and why, go to www.prwatch.org.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.